Well, let's take a look at that new report out today that finds that the number of U.S. students dropping out of high school is decreasing from 1 million in 2008 to about 750,000 in 2012, a 25% reduction. But there may be some caveats. John Bridgeland is CEO of Civic Enterprises, one of the organizations behind the report, which is titled Progress is No Accident, Why ESEA Can't Backtrack on High School Graduation Rates, ESEA being the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, better known as No Child Left Behind. And John, Congress is rewriting that bill right now, and President Obama has been somewhat critical of it. He's called for less testing. So what did you find about ESEA that led to this drop in dropout rates?
Well, I think, Robin, that everyone agrees that having a common calculation of high school graduation rates in every state and school district in the country is a positive step forward, because so we can understand young people in Albuquerque compared to Akron, compared to Sacramento, how they're doing in terms of making progress. ESEA also required what's called graduation rate accountability. So schools and districts and states had to focus like a laser on increasing high school graduation rates. And not just for white kids, but for students of color, students with disabilities, and students from low-income families.
Well, but a couple things. You were calling for a commonality across the country, and you're calling for people to have these graduation rates. And you noted that people were asked to focus like a laser on graduating, getting kids graduated. But is there a commonality? In Alabama, which had the second biggest improvement in the U.S., they decreased their dropout rate by easing their graduation requirements. They eliminated a high school exit exam that kids used to have to take to earn a diploma. Linda Felton Smith of the Alabama State Department of Education tells the Washington Post that there were students who failed that test, and as a result, children who should have been graduating were not. I guess she's saying that they did well in their classes and then failed the test. But it sounds like they are lowering the requirements to raise their graduation rates.
In Alabama, it's true that they did eliminate their exit exam, but as long as students are held to a high standard and passing their courses and staying on track to be prepared for college and employment, systems are going to make adjustments to remove barriers to graduation. I don't believe, actually, that one test on a single day should be the complete measure of a student's success. But we are watching very carefully in the state of Arizona, for example. There's a regular diploma, and then there's something called the Grand Canyon diploma, which has fewer requirements and course credits to graduate from high school. And that, to us, is troubling. And we believe that's the kind of accountability that you ought to report, not only what constitutes a regular diploma, but what's required to pass the Grand Canyon diploma in that example.
Right, that is fascinating in Arizona. You've got the standard diploma, four courses in math, four in English, and three in science, and then the so-called Grand Canyon, just two courses each in math, science, and English. That's less than many colleges require for admission, but maybe the thinking is there. This might be for kids who've already said, I don't want to go to college. I want to do this. I want to go in some other direction.
I think that's right. I mean, I do think the United States has missed the boat in career and technical education. There are 28 million jobs in this economy that require an associate's degree, a community college degree, or less. So I do think as long as there's choice for students and we're not tracking kids early in a system like is done in Europe, that the United States ought to offer young people multiple tracks to success and these, you know, decent paying jobs in our economy that career and technical education can help support.
Yeah. As I mentioned, House and Senate have each passed versions of a bill that would replace No Child Left Behind, rewriting the main federal education law. Each of those bills would require states to report graduation rates, but not require that they take action if there are problems. Your thoughts?
I think that's a mistake. We see in the evidence that over the last decade, more than 1 million students have graduated from high school rather than dropping out. And these are legitimate gains with huge effects morally, societally, and to our economy. In fact, if just one class of young people graduates at a 90% rate, this report today released by the Alliance for Excellent Education shows that that would be an $11 billion gain to our national economy. More jobs, better prepared workers, more revenues. So I think it's critically important that we stay on track and having real accountability. I do understand that there have been multiple layers of testing. It's been paralyzing. And many of these tests at the state and local level have to be eliminated. And I think that's what the reauthorization is helping to prompt.
By the way, referring back to Alabama, which got rid of its end-of-year exit exam, I'm sure a lot of listeners are saying, wow, if the end of my senior year I had to take an exam that determined whether or not I graduated, I could not do it. And so just a mention on that.
I agree with you, Robin. And if you look at their GPAs and their how they've done in their courses, that's a better predictor as to how they're going to do in terms of enrolling and persisting and completing college than a single test on a single day.
Well, on a day in a year when all you're thinking of is getting out.
That's right.
John Bridgeland, he heads Civic Enterprise, is one of the education groups that released a new report showing the dropout rate in the U.S. has lowered. John, thank you.
Great to be with you, Robin.